hacking into the truth, one story at a time. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Here's Steve.
People up in earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on that magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light.
Well, here's a little bit of information for you. The Democratic field getting larger yet. Joe Biden still trying to smell his way to victory. He will join this race as they try to rehabilitate his image. And make no mistake, his opponents are fueling the challenges he's getting. Tim Ryan, a congressman from Ohio, the same congressman that challenged Nancy Pelosi to be minority leader in 2016, a moderate he is considered. From the heartland, he is joining the race for president. Tim Ryan, Congressman Tim Ryan of Ohio, he stands zero chance of winning. Also, former Senator Mike Gravel of Alaska, 88 years old, has filed a run for president, but apparently has no intention of winning. That, according to the Democrat campaign team. Gravel's Twitter said, "It's on. Senator Mike Gravel has officially filed a run for president. Our only aim is pushing the field to the left by appearing in the Democratic debates. Donate as little as you like, but help us get to the necessary 65,000 donors." The official launch coming April 8th. Yeah. Can you imagine? Here's some white octogenarian from Alaska who just wants to push the party to the left. So it all comes out now. Here's a guy who was a senator. He's now 88, admitting the truth. He's always been a socialist. He's always been a damn communist. Now he's running for president. So what's that bring us up to? 16? I don't know. I lose track. Meanwhile, Democrat Stacey Abrams, not a senator and not a governor either, and still not conceding defeat, claiming the Republicans stole the Georgia election. This many months later, still can't admit that she lost to Brian Kemp. Can't have enough class to say it's over. Speaking at the Al Sharpton event, she said this: "Despite the final tally and the inauguration and the situation we find ourselves in, I do have a very affirmative statement to make. We won." No, Stace, you didn't win. You lost by 55,000 votes. You lost by 55,000 votes. The Republicans didn't steal anything from you. Yes, they have voter ID laws in Georgia, as they should everywhere. That doesn't disenfranchise you. You had a message that didn't sell. As a result, you lost. That really is the bottom line. But sore losers really do help the cause of the other side. Being a sore loser puts you in a place that, well, makes you look bad. It just makes you look bad. Speaking of sore losers, the gift that keeps on giving, Hillary Clinton will be in Detroit at the historic Fox Theater. They will be hosting, the Fox will be, Hillary and former President Bill Clinton for a speaking tour moderated by Ben Stiller. Ben Stiller will be there. The Clintons embarking on the tour across North America in November, talking about long political careers and the conversations they've had. Here's the pitch from Live Nation. That's the group putting this tour together. The promotions company. "From the American presidency to the halls of the Senate and State Department to one of the United States' most controversial and unpredictable presidential elections, they provide a unique perspective on the past and remarkable insight into where we go from here." Yeah, boy. Makes me just want to run right out the door. You know, I think it's great. I've been saying for quite some time, if you want to win somewhere, if you want a Republican to win somewhere, bring Hillary Clinton in. Make sure she has cameras around. Make sure she says something about how Donald Trump won and the people are deplorable. Bring her on in. The event is scheduled for 7:30. It's April 12th. So next week. Tickets are on sale now. Let's see. That's going to be a week from tomorrow. Right? A week from tomorrow, April 12th. Tickets on sale now. You can find those at 313 Presents or LiveNation.com, either one of those places. So if you're interested in finding out what Hillary Clinton has to say, well, then you can go there. Meanwhile, in a related note, the University of Michigan has put itself onto the list to host a 2020 presidential debate. University President Mark Schlissel submitted an application to the Commission on Presidential Debates April 1. The nonprofit and nonpartisan commission named U of M among six entities seeking to host a debate, and each will submit more detailed plans before the commission makes a final decision and hosts this summer. Let me give you a list of some of the other locations that have been put into the mix. Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee, the city of Hartford, Hartford, Connecticut, Creighton University in Omaha, Nebraska, the University of Notre Dame, of course, that's Indiana, and Utah Debate Commission and the University of Utah, Salt Lake City. I think the University of Michigan stands a very good chance of getting an opportunity here. Utah is a deadlock red state. Indiana, where Notre Dame is a deadlock red state, maybe, you know, they would come there, maybe not. More likely you would go to Tennessee and Nebraska and Michigan, but we'll see what happens. Maybe Notre Dame. But U of M in a swing state is a good choice for a debate site. So we'll see how Dr. Schlissel and the University of Michigan do on that, but a good move on their part. An ideal venue to host a presidential debate, to say the least. He highlighted the university's efforts to hold conversations across different forums hosted by the Gerald R. Ford School of Public Policy. So there you go. That's the pitch from the U of M. This part of the program brought to you by MichiganConstruction.com. If you're looking for a new job, a new opportunity, man, there could never be a better time. If you want to get into construction, now is the time. At least 9,000 new workers are needed across Michigan to build roads and bridges. And there are job opportunities all over the place. All you have to do is go to SteveGruber.com, click on the MichiganConstruction.com banner, and away you go. That's SteveGruber.com. Click on the Michigan Construction banner, and don't miss the sexiest job of the week banner. It's all there for you at SteveGruber.com. We'll be right back.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
So, you're finally ready to lose weight. Maybe it's so you won't need medication for diabetes, blood pressure, or high cholesterol. Or maybe it's just to look and feel better. Whatever your reason, MyPureHealthSolutions.com can help. MyPureHealthSolutions.com will customize a weight loss program designed specifically to tackle the hormonal imbalances that cause you to be overweight. It's a program that can be done anywhere, on any schedule. Learn more today at MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.